This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like to hear more information about what you're going to hear on our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on your favorite podcasting app. Okay, so today we're going to talk about, a client talked to me and they were worried about how long they're going to live, how healthy they're going to be in life, but there's really no way to know. In my career in financial service industry, there's not really a way to know very well. And so why not? Well, many people work hard for decades to put themselves in position to enjoy retirement, and they create security features, and they have a lot of ample opportunities to travel and spend time, but they want to have security as well, but not spend all their money. So how do they balance all that with living longer? So the longer and healthier you live, the more money you're going to need. I think many of us would relish the idea of being healthy enough and feeling good enough to take a two-week cruise when you're 90, but finances need to be as healthy as you are when you can head to that port. So during our show today, we're going to consider how you may be able to manage a longevity risk. But before getting to the topic, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who I know is already plotting a full retirement of live music and vinyl hunting.
Sure, exactly. You know me well, apparently. Very well. But I don't intend to retire anytime soon, as you know. I've said it before, I'll say it again, as long as this voice holds out. I'm going to keep at it. But I think a lot of people do think about retirement, and yeah, they you know, envision maybe living into their 80s, but what about your 90s or 100? A lot of people are living longer and longer, and it's, I'm going to say it again, the good news is, Chris, we're living longer. The bad news is we're living longer. Yeah, exactly.
So Tara and I did a cruise this summer, and I saw a couple. They were a little Swedish couple. They were so cute. I swear they had to be in their 90s, and they were on that. They're on a 12-day cruise, so they're living their life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. And I think that obviously it is important to understand these things. So many people, the number one fear, we've talked about it before, Chris, is running out of money in retirement.
Running out of money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what if you, my grandfather lived to 101 and he was active through age 100. He was camping in a camper at a campground on a lake just a few months before he passed.
And that's amazing.
It is amazing. It is unique, but those stories are becoming less and less unique. That's what you have to understand. And if you make it past age 65, there's a good chance you're going to live into your 90s.
That's right.
So I think people need to be aware of the risk of living longer and how do you mitigate it? So that's what we're talking about today. How do you actually plan for longevity? And I can't believe we're talking about longevity as a bad thing, but when it comes to retirement and your funds, it is, because that means, you know, if you live to 100, more years means more costs. Even if you live to 90 in your 90s, more years, more costs. So how do you want this conversation rolling?
Well, you know, how long you're going to live is one of the biggest mysteries in life, right? So it's kind of where the road ends. What, but when is it? And what is that unknown? How do we figure that out? Are you going to run out of money before you run out of life? That's kind of the little axiom that most financial advisors spew out. You know, what are we doing so that you don't run out of money before you run out of life? So it's a very real fear. So there was a survey that a lot of retirees feared running out of money is even scarier than death itself. So Wow. You can blame them. You know, who wants to run out of money all of a sudden, and you're going to be alive for another 5 to 10 years. And so now you maybe you have to sell your house. You have to move into a crappy apartment. You have to, you know, sell your good car and get a bicycle. I don't know. A lot of people do not want to live in an apartment, right?
Right.
Especially
I'd rather not. I mean, I want to be able to crank the tunes. You know what I mean? Or listen to my jazz records at a reasonable volume, or maybe even some days an unreasonable volume. I mean, Steely Dan's Asia album has to be played loud. It has to be played loud.
If you play it soft, you'll turn it off.
I want a shirt that says that or a bumper sticker. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So thanks to medical advances and our better lifestyles, people are living longer, like we mentioned. So if you're 65, you're probably going to get to 90. So it's the probabilities are kind of like this. So if you're, it used to be 68 was life expectancy for back in 1950. Now it's 79 and a half for men. So for women, it's higher. So it's almost 82, but that includes everybody. But once you get past 65, there's a 50% chance that you're going to see your 93rd birthday.
Wow.
So one of you is going to make it, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So 93 is a reasonable target date depending on your family history.
Yeah.
So for your family history, you might want to go a little further. But for other people, you know, it's a little less. You've met these people. You see them, you know, they're 60 years old and they look like they're 75. Their parents died, you know, when they were in their 60s. Their longevity is not good. Their longevity outlook is not good.
Yeah.
But other people are in really good shape. I watched a thing on YouTube. It's kind of neat to go back and look at like the Archie Bunker show and look how old that guy was. You thought he's an old man. He was 46 in that show.
Wow. That's crazy.
But think about,
he looks so old. He looked like he was in his 60s.
Yeah. So if you look at old TV shows, those actors are much younger than the actors today, you know, like, because we have people that are in their 60s and that's when their career started, like Liam Neeson, man, you know.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd doesn't age. So we're not aging as fast as we used to. And a lot of it's to do with our better diets. We didn't go through two world wars. We don't live with smokers all over the place. We're just a lot healthier. So we're going to live longer.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line. We're going to live longer.
How do we deal with that? The question, I guess, is, are your finances built to go the distance, right?
That's right. So how do you plan for that? So you got to look at, you assess your resources, right? And then you decide on, okay, here are my resources. Here's how much I can spend and make it to this age. And then maybe at that age, I'll stop spending, you know, $20,000 doing this hobby or $30,000 a year going on cruises or these other things. And so then, okay, how much do I need after that? So there's a balance, and then there's a, you've got to have a, it's a plan, right? You got to have a plan. And so it's yeah. taking your money and figuring out how it's going to work for you for your whole life. So if longevity runs in your family, or if you're planning to retire early, so you're going to live in retirement for a long time, you've got to make that money stretch further. So you've got to create a plan. So it used to be, you know, if you had $1.5 million, you could retire comfortably. Okay. That's a comfortable, you can have a comfortable retirement with $1.5 million. So that number is going to keep jumping up as we have inflation, as we have things that impact our retirement dollars that we can't control, taxes, inflation, those kind of things that start to eat away, at our retirement. Healthcare, you know, we can kind of lock that down mostly, and we have insurance for those things. So we have that kind of mitigated through insurance, right? So healthcare cost, may be going up for us, but we've got insurance for that. So that's a great thing. But our longevity is a bit different thing. It's hard to have insurance against longevity. So how do you do it? You create a plan. So that's
yeah. The first yeah. And work with a financial, how are you going to create that plan though, Chris? You've got to work with a trusted financial services professional. And I'm not going to name names, Chris McKinney and Tara Nolan, but, you need to, get a solid plan in place from somebody who does this day in and day out and knows the pitfalls to look out for and looks at the big picture, taxes, inflation.
That's right.
All of these things. So, there are tools out there. You have them. You got to look at, you know, when should you file for Social Security? That's got to be a big part of mitigating longevity risk, is maybe maximizing Social Security, right?
That's right. So if you think you're going to live to be 75, then you maybe start your Social Security early. But if you think like I do that you're probably going to live to around 90, then you might want to start your Social Security later. Why? Because you get a lot more funds in from Social Security once you hit 70. And that greater amount, every time we have, so Social Security has cost of living adjustments each year, and they range from 1 to 8.9%, we've seen. And so if you have that higher amount, then you're, that percentage is going to be a percentage on a higher amount as you go through time. And so we'll more be able to keep up with the pitfalls of retirement if you have that higher value. You don't have pitfalls if you know, if you've got a target date that's earlier. So these are all very morbid kind of things to talk about, running out of money and death. But so
it's hard.
What we want to do is make sure that you can create a retirement that has a lifestyle that you want, that you've always dreamed of. You worked all your life and you want to be able to retire, then go do things that you weren't able to do. Go on a month long cruise or go camping up and across the great West, you know, hit all the great national parks, take an RV and travel around. And so I've got some clients, they have started a business with their RV. They they create, here's a plan on where to go, what to do, how much it'll cost. And here's where you go. Here's where you get everything done. And so they have a plan and they lead this little troop of RVs around in the summertime, hitting all the great national parks. I think, I think that's awesome.
That's awesome. It is awesome. That's something I'd like to do. I know my wife would love that. She's
really?
Really into that. So I think that's good.
So if you want to do those kind of things, you can do them. And so that they kind of fit in the mold of all the numbers we're talking about here. They're probably going to live longer than they think. And they're right now they're enjoying retirement and having fun. And who's to slow them down on that? You know, I'm not going to pull money out of their budget to do that. I'm going to create,
right.
I'm going to create a plan so they can have that fun and not worry about running out of money in retirement. And we did that. We pushed his Social Security to as late as possible because his was much bigger. And so they're going to be okay. They've got a good baseline between a few other things that we have for them, and they're going to be great. So that's they're one of our longer term clients. And so it's great being able to see people thrive in retirement based on our financial plan.
Yeah, there you go. And so there's a lot of factors, though, to keep in take into consideration, because costly mistakes can be made that can derail a retirement from getting all the way through. You want your money to last as long as you do. And really, the only way to make that happen is to avoid costly mistakes. And the only way to make that happen is to work with somebody who knows all of the mistakes to avoid. I mean, you know, you talk about Social Security, you have a Social Security maximization report that you can run for people that's based on their particular circumstance. And then you get to know them and their goals and say, okay, for you, and especially if it's a spouse, you have to take into consideration both timelines there. And you do that and work out spousal strategies as well. Or for single filers and single individuals, you will work out a strategy that best fits their needs. And I think that's so important. They can get that Social Security maximization report just by contacting you, right? And set up a no charge, no obligation consultation.
That's right. So they can reach us at 719-210-4242. We can set up that complimentary consultation, and we can get you that Social Security maximization report. Give us a call, 719-210-4242. We'll get the report. We'll go over it with you so you understand it. And so you can make the best decisions for yourself with our help, of course. We'll help show you what the impacts are of the decisions so you can click A, B, or C. That's kind of how we work. You know, we say, okay, here are the different ways we could go. This is this way. These are the various risks for each way to go. You know, what do you want to do? And so whether it's Social Security or what to do with your money, we always present options for you so you can make those decisions and keep the decision making in your arena. This is your money. We just want to make sure that it goes as far as it can for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the idea. And I think it's the sleep well at night plan, the SWAN plan, sleep well at night. Yeah, SWAN, because if you have a plan in place and are working with someone like yourself, you don't have to worry about longevity risk, right?
That's right. You don't.
Or very little. I mean, you know, you'll have things planned out. You'll know, okay, I am going to have money enough to live on for my entire lifetime, and I don't need to worry about it.
Right. And that's the biggest
thing.
If you follow the plan, because you're going to have assets that are going to move with inflation and take care of you that way. But you're also going to have assets that aren't susceptible to losses in the market, because that can destroy retirement. I have known so many people that had all their money in a brokerage account, and then they hit one of the bad times in retirement and lost half their assets. And what did they do? They pulled all those assets out and turned them into cash after it went down because they couldn't take it. It's like, how far is this going to go?
So the emotion, and they made an emotional decision that basically could derail their retirement.
They derailed their retirement. Or, I mean, if they're in retirement and you're drawing off that money, it's not an emotional decision. If I had $1 million, now I have $500,000, that's not but I'm pulling $80,000 a year off of it in retirement. That's a numbers problem.
Yeah.
It was okay when I had $1 million, but when I have $500,000, it's not okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of we try to mitigate all risk, and mitigating risk with the market is something we do. Mitigating risk with money that is sitting is a problem as well. You can't just stuff it under a mattress because like what we saw over the last 4 years, inflation, right?
So
you've got to have that balance of things. One of the things that we use is an annuity can be added to your financial strategy. It can help you manage taxes on the growth of those funds. It can help insulate you against a loss. And so it can be a really good core financial tool that's going to have a value for you in retirement. So it's something that we use specific companies that are A rated. We use companies that aren't going to go out of business. And then we also use it in a way so that you keep control of that money as well.
Yeah.
So you don't totally lose control of that money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and keeping control of your money is part of it. Where your money is allocated is a big part of this, right?
Right.
And taxes even play a role in mitigating longevity risk, right? Because taxes and healthcare, probably your two biggest expenses in retirement, correct?
That's right. And so we help people that have money that have tax problems and move them into less tax problems, then don't have, and then we help them move them from less tax problems to hardly any tax problems. And so, because it really depends on how you're going to use the money and when you're going to use the money. If you're going to be a long liver, long lived, excuse me.
Liver and onions, or
if you're going to be a long lived person with a really good, healthy liver.
Yes.
You want to make sure that your money has a growth profile that meets those needs, right? So that's very important. But if you lose out on some of that growth profile, what do you do in those years? You got to have assets maybe that you can get at that can help you weather those storms of risk, right? So we want to balance risk as much as possible. And then it allows you, if you balance your risk with actually different assets, you know, a bond funds don't balance stock funds very good anymore because they're all traded. And so that means, as we saw in the last downturn in the market, the bonds
were down as much or more than the stock market was.
Right. But the bond funds go way down. Now, if you're buying actual bonds, they didn't go down because they're bonds. But most people don't buy bonds. They trade bonds.
Yeah. It's so, part of a portfolio where they're traded just like the stocks are.
That's right.
So it doesn't work like it used to. And that market used to be a great rule of thumb that, you know, the 60-40, 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds, you'll be good because those bonds are your hedge. When the stock market goes down, the bonds become more valuable. So that's good. That doesn't work that way anymore.
No, it does not work that way anymore because.
Yeah.
Of the ease of people dropping into the bond funds.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw it in 2020. We saw it during COVID. We saw it in 2022, especially when that market tanked in 2022, we had that huge correction. The bond market was terrible. So
The bond funds lost over 12%.
Yeah.
During
which for bonds is really not good.
Which is not good because their upside is like 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's challenging when your upside is 4 and you lost 12. I lost 3 times my upside.
Yeah. And that's why there are other back? And that's why, Chris, there are other tools and strategies that our listeners and viewers can use other than bonds that safer, more conservative to offset market volatility, right?
That's right. You want to have something that is a completely different asset, something that doesn't have to rely on somebody else's decisions. It'll rely on your decisions. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we like to make sure people have. There's different ways to do that.
Yeah, lot of different ways, and they've gotten better and better. They're improving,
better and better.
They've been better, improving. better rates that you can lock in.
Oh yeah.
Products and strategies and investments with principal protection. So there's no doubt you're protected on the downside, but there is more potential upside. So you've got to look at your situation, though. It depends on where you're at. Now, really quick, before we go, we only have a couple minutes left. But just to reiterate, you know, we've been jumping around trying to say, hey, these are the things you need to be looking at to prepare for longevity risk. And of course, the biggest is your life. And so you want to be healthy and you want to prepare for because health costs and long term care are so expensive. We've talked about it on many past shows. So we'll just touch on it. That is something you work into your plans, correct?
That is correct. We do work in long term care. We always make sure that the healthcare situation is taken care of. We have professionals here in the office that can help people go through what to do with when they're 64 and a half, start figuring out how they're going to support Medicare, what type of Medicare they're going to use, you know, which supplements, all those kind of things. So we can help people decide those kind of things. So give us a call if you're interested in meeting with our healthcare professional. She knows it very well. And then long-term care, you know, what's the best way to pay for long-term care? We can help show you what the different, we'll look at what the different things are and help you make a decision that way, because long-term care insurance can help keep money in your hands if your spouse goes into long-term care.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of the problem for a married couple is, you know, you have to either self-insure or you have to create some kind of insurance vehicle to help you with that long-term care.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we're out of time. It flew by. So Chris, before we go, let our listeners know how they can get that plan put in place, that comprehensive plan, or get a second opinion on where they're at.
Yes. Give us a call at 719-210-4242. Go to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. You can read about us and check us out there. If you give us a call at 719-210-4242, I will set up that complimentary consultation. We'll address your concerns about longevity risk, your financial strategy, or any other parts of retirement that you want to talk about. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you work so hard for.
All right. Sounds good. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Join us again soon. We'll take care and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.